Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. We've been doing this show for nearly 23 years, Tony. What do you think keeps us together?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Love, respect, but mostly money.
Right? Mostly. Yeah, I'm with that. I thought you were going to get all Captain and Tennille on me for a second.
Love will keep us together, right?
Yeah.
Nobody will know that.
You
got
to be at least 60 to know love will keep us together, right?
I don't know. I can't go down this road all the time, like with Perry Mason and Helen Hayes and the Captain and Tennille.
Yes, you can. You live on that road.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Suns fire Frank Vogel. The Panthers blow out the Bruins, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the Knicks being rescued in the second half last night by the return of Jalen Brunson, who missed 15 straight minutes going into halftime with some sort of foot injury. Brunson played the entire second half and sparked the Knicks to a 130-121 victory over Indiana. Rick Carlisle this time complained that the officiating was tilted towards New York. The Pacers list 78 incorrect or non-calls they feel happen in games 1 and 2. So, Wilbon, are you focused on Brunson's performance or on Carlisle's complaints?
Oh, I got plenty of time to do both, Tony. And Brunson was great again. That's what he does. Jalen Brunson, great again. And I know you know that was like the 1,000th anniversary of Willis Reed coming out of that tunnel, because you were at that game as a young man, as a teenager.
Yes. Yep.
And Tony, it was interesting to talk to people last night. And it wasn't the same, of course, but Brunson comes out of the locker room and people are scattered at vending stuff for halftime. And a murmur comes across and people start streaming back in, apparently, because Brunson was on the floor. Brunson was great. Without Brunson coming back in, the Knicks don't win. Now, Rick Carlisle. I've known Rick Carlisle for a long time. Covered him at the University of Virginia. He's a smart, savvy man and a smart, savvy coach who's won a championship in his life. And it resonates with me when he says there's a bias toward big city teams, big markets in this league, because there is. Because in 2002, with nothing to do with Rick Carlisle, I sat and watched a series, a trip to the NBA Finals stolen from the Sacramento Kings and handed to the Los Angeles Lakers, and it was awful. And I talked to David Stern about it, and he was concerned about the perception and about the optics of people favoring our bosses, Turner and ESPN. They don't want to see OKC Minnesota in the conference finals. They don't. And that stuff filters down, Tony. That kind of bias is not compartmentalized. It just isn't. I'm not saying the refs say, oh, let's call this in favor of the Knicks, because they don't do that. But bias is not compartmentalized. So it resonates with me. I got time to talk about both things. More than one thing can be true.
Okay, so let me start by saying I'm not going down the Rick Carlisle rabbit hole. And like you, I covered him in Virginia. And I think he's a great coach. I understand that Rick Carlisle and a lot of people, and you've articulated this just now, believe that there is a conspiracy against small market teams to get them out of the playoffs. Well, San Antonio is a small market team. They won 5 times. At the moment, Minnesota and Oklahoma City, small markets like Indiana, are, I believe, 11-0 in these playoffs. I'm going to talk for a while. I don't care about the bell.
Good.
The New York team has they're the biggest city in the entire league. The last time they won a championship was 51 years ago. I'm going to talk about Brunson, and I'll get to the Willis Reed thing right now. It's not like, don't be silly. Okay, that was Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and that was Willis Reed. But Jalen Brunson is a great player. He was plus 26 when he was in last night. He had 29 points in 32 minutes. This is what he's had in the last 5 games, 39, 47, 40, 41, 43. That guy, Jalen Brunson, is the star of the playoffs. That guy, not Anthony Edwards. No, Jalen Brunson right now. And if Tom Thibodeau could, he'd play him 52 minutes in a 48-minute game. And that's what I need to say, and I'm done.
The Knicks' injuries are piling up, and you're right about Brunson. But then, I'm just going back one more second. Don't tell me there's no bias. Don't try to act like the Knicks. The league's been trying to help the Knicks win for 51 years and failed at it. You and have bias. You were biased. Tell me all year.
No bias.
I haven't seen Oklahoma City. I haven't seen Minnesota. Not watching them yet. That's the move of most people in
this
league.
That's not bias. I haven't seen
them. Of course it is. By definition, it's bias. We all have it.
Have any idea what the word bias means?
Yes, I do.
If I haven't seen them, I have no bias.
Why hadn't you seen them? That's bias.
No, because they're not on my TV.
Oh, your TV. They're on mine, not yours. We will move,
you got the Midwest
however,
TV.
Slowly to the Stanley Cup playoffs. After getting smacked by the Bruins in Game 1, the Panthers returned the favor last night. Florida scored 6 unanswered across the second and third periods, leading Bruins coach Jim Montgomery to pull star goaltender Jeremy Swayman. And with the game decided, Florida's Keith Tkachuk got Boston's David Pastrnak to fight. Seemed really stupid to me. Tony, where do you want to start?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the fight because I know your opinion on fighting. I know you hate it. I know you think it should be outlawed. And I know you believe that hockey around the world, that the only place they fight is the NHL. Yep. And I'm going to tell you that what happened last night in that fight was oddly honorable to me. This was not a brawl. This was two guys going out there, and not rum-dums, not goons. All-star players went out there, wanted to go out there to represent their teams, it seemed to me. It felt choreographed to me. It felt sort of like Tony and Bernardo in West Side Story. And I was amazed. You know, here's Tkachuk. He's had 20 fights in his career, I'm told, and Pastrnak's only had one. And Pastrnak acquitted himself well in terms of fighting. The story to me was afterwards when both coaches, Mike, basically said this was awesome. Because they were saying to people like you, this is in the fabric of our game. This is in our DNA. And I was stunned by not just the acceptance, but the enthusiasm for those two guys duking it out. I got nothing left on the game except if Swayman continues to sing to himself when he's at the net, he might sing a blues song because he had 4 goals in 41 minutes.
I'd say he's taken out after 4 goals last night, and Montgomery should have taken him out after 3. Tony, I dove headfirst into the fight and reading about it, listening to people talk about it last night and this morning, and it just seemed like, okay, I'm not even going to debate you or say you're wrong on two guys wanting to represent their team. I get that. It was like West Side Story. But, Tony, to what end? It was 6-1. What does it do? Like in the old NHL, where you had these tribes at war with each other and you did have those brawls, it might actually mean something more, even though I hated it. This, I don't know. We wanted to know whether Florida was rusty after game one. We wanted to know whether Swayman was going to be able to continue his dominance in the playoffs. I think he was 5-2, maybe not dominance, excellence. Yeah. So I don't know what it means. Like, I got to get to game 3 now to see if it meant anything. But it's 6-1. I don't think it did.
I'm just going to say, and I don't disagree that it might not have meant anything, but it was oddly honorable to me, as I said before. Okay. Let's stay with hockey. Last night, the Edmonton Oilers, who Wilbon loves, blew a 4-1 lead they had compiled with less than 7 minutes to go in the second period in Vancouver. Vancouver then scored 4 goals in 20 minutes of game time and won 5-4 in regulation. After the game, Edmonton stayed calm about the loss. Connor McDavid said, quote, "Overall, I didn't mind our game," unquote. Wilbon, is that how you see it too?
Tony, I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, Connor McDavid's the star of that team. He and Draisaitl. And when your team goes down like that, it's 4-1. Again, I went to other 4-1. Okay, I'm checking out of that because this is Edmonton. 4-1 could mean 7-1, although, you know, they're 0-5 this year against Vancouver. So maybe it means more because of Vancouver's owning them like this. But I'm like, wow, they seem to take a casual approach to a loss that could infuriate more coaches and stars in maybe other contexts.
So this is becoming contagious now. This is the second time in two nights that a team blew a three-goal lead and lost.
Yeah.
The night before, it was Dallas had a three-goal lead, and Colorado caught them and beat them, I think, in two overtimes at that point. That was game one of that series. This, where Vancouver caught and passed Edmonton, was also game one in the series. And you know how I feel that game one is the easiest game to even get back on track if you lose game one. Dallas lost the first two games in the last series at home and won the series. Edmonton theoretically should be in better shape because it lost on the road, and you would think that if you're going to be favored, you would not be favored on the road. I mean, the problems for them is Connor McDavid didn't have any shots on goal, Mike. First playoff game in his whole career, he had no shots on goal.
Yeah.
And Draisaitl cramped up in that game. And by the way, as you say, the other team is 5-0. 5-0 against Edmonton. 5-0. Come on, let's take a break. Coming up, Frank Vogel has been fired by the Suns. We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins whether that was deserved.
We're also going to ask him what he sees when he watches OKC. I should mention this.
Let's go to another big city, Mike.
My man did not play T.J. McConnell last night in the fourth quarter on Jalen Brunson. You got to get McConnell back in the game on Brunson. Has to.
Mike, your city, Chicago, big city, six championships. Is that a result of bias?
Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Electric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. Their riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, quote, "I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old," unquote. These e-bikes from Electric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight and foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Let's dig back into the NBA playoffs with our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. Perk, let's start with the news that the Phoenix Suns fired Frank Vogel. It's one season on the job. Do you think that this is deserved?
Hell no. And Wilbon, you touched on this last week when you was talking about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Look, it's zero accountability, Tony, when it comes down to the players, right? Every single season, we can expect two or three coaches to get fired. Now, Phoenix, they had a business decision to make. It was either going to be Kevin Durant or Frank Vogel, because Kevin Durant haven't said a word to Frank Vogel over the last, what, 4 or 5 months. So when you have, quote unquote, your best player, your two-time NBA champion, your two-time finals MVP that's walking in, that's not acknowledging or hearing anything that the head coach is saying, what type of statement is that sending to the rest of the players? They had to make a business decision. And if Kevin Durant don't own up to this or he try to disown it, he's lying, because this has his Frank Vogel blood all over his hands. This is his doing.
Amen to that, Perk, on every word of that. We're going to leave the news of today and go to the news of yesterday, sort of. Jamal Murray was fined but not suspended for throwing a towel at a heat pack at Mark Davis, the referee. He said he took responsibility and wants to move on. Perk, how do you view this whole thing as to whether a fine was enough, whether he should have been suspended, and his accountability?
He should have been suspended. Everybody knows that. You can't throw anything at the official. And also, on top of that, someone could have got hurt, like Carl Anthony Towns, who could have stepped on it. And the sad part about it is when yesterday, when reporters finally got a chance to talk to Jamal Murray, I mean, he wasn't remorseful. He didn't apologize for his actions. You know, it is what it is. And I'm like, well, damn, if it was Draymond Green or if it was me, if I was playing in the league, I would have got two games, no matter what the circumstances were, no matter if we was in the playoffs. At the end of the day, we're watching Minnesota. Anthony Edwards, your guy, Wilborn, my guy. We're watching them do something to the Denver Nuggets that's making them come out of character.
Let's go back to on-court. We can finally get back to on-court stuff now. Mavs and Thunder back tonight. We, of course, have that game. I love your phrase, agenda-free basketball, which you have said the Thunder's OKC is playing. Perk, tell the rest of the audience what you mean by agenda-free basketball and why you appreciate what they're doing.
Because it's very rare when you can see a young team like that play agenda-free basketball on both ends of the floor. They young, but like my grandmother said, they got old souls, baby. They got old souls. They do. And when you watch them offensively, they're passing up good shots to get great shots. The trust is there. You're watching SGA. You're watching Jalen Williams. J-Dub is what they call them. Be leaders of their team. Defensively, watch how they scramble. Watch how they X out. Watch how they cover for each other. And all of a sudden, you're watching a team that didn't even make the playoffs last year that are on the verge right now of going through, probably going to beat Kyrie and Luka and head to the Western Conference Finals with a rookie and Chet Holmgren starting at center. It's just beautiful basketball all across the board. And to top it off, guess what? When it's time for a post-game interview, it's not one person standing up there doing the interview or barking like a damn dog, which I love. It's the whole group, the chemistry, the energy. I mean, it's just there, and it's a beautiful thing to see. You don't get that out of young teams. Go ask the Washington Wizards or the Detroit Pistons.
We try not to in Washington too often.
Yeah.
All right, Perk, we will get you out of here on this, but before I get to the question, I want to commend you for using the phrase barking like a damn dog and killing both Durant and Jamal Murray, so I'm happy for that today. Let's stay on the court, as Wilbon would say. The Cavs and the Celtics, they have game two tonight. What does Cleveland need to do to make this a series, if they can?
Well, can they compete? Can they compete? Can they actually do something defensively, like make the Celtics uncomfortable, close out on shooters, contest shots, make Jaylen Brown or Derrick White go to their weaknesses and not let them get comfortable? Can Darius Garland arrive at the playoffs? Can somebody tell him that the playoffs have started? Can Evan Mobley, can he be consistent as a seven-footer and dominate the interior on both ends of the floor, right? Is he going to come to the party, or is Luke Kornet going to outplay him again, right? But look, Bickerstaff, I believe, is a hell of a coach. I believe that, you know, he wants those guys to go out there and compete and leave it all out on the floor. But they have to have that mental toughness, especially when you're walking into Boston, because they have too many weapons that could beat you.
Joy to have you, Perk. Total joy.
Perk,
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
I appreciate you, legend.
I get to hang out with you more today. Tony, we can't account for him.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the NBA decides on its punishment for Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, that ain't enough either. Don't get me started on that. Well, you will get me started. Chris Sale makes a statement to his old team. Well, one of his old teams, not his first old team, his next old team.
Do you agree with me that Patrick Beverley is 9/10 annoying and 1/10 okay?
Well, unless he's on your team. Really? If he's on your team, you love him because he's annoying the...
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 59th birthday, Steve Yzerman. The Hall of Fame center played 22 seasons in the NHL, all with the Detroit Red Wings, where he's now their general manager. Stevie Y won three Stanley Cups, 1997, 1998, 2002. He scored 692 career goals, still 10th all-time, 1,063 assists, still 9th all-time, and 1,755 total points, still 7th all-time.
Look at that.
Yzerman may have been the greatest Red Wings player ever, not named Gordie Howe. Yzerman played on Canada's 2002 Olympic gold medal team and later became Team Canada's GM.
Tony, I'm obligated as a Blackhawks fan to hate all Red Wings. But isn't it possible Stevie Y is underrated? Like when you talk about the history of the NHL and great players, his name doesn't come up instantly, and maybe it should.
Happy anniversary, Al Horford. On this day 2 years ago, the veteran Celtic center had his greatest playoff game, scoring a career playoff high 30 points to propel Boston past Milwaukee and even their series at 2-2. Horford shot 11 of 14 from the field and 5 of 7 from 3. That year, the Celtics got to the NBA Finals, losing to Golden State. Horford has added responsibilities now with Kristaps Porzingis out. Quite good three-point shooter, hitting 42% of his attempts. This is his 17th season in the NBA, and only LeBron James, Chris Paul, and Kyle Lowry, among active players, have been in the NBA longer.
Presuming the Celtics make it to the NBA Finals, Horford could be playing again to add a NBA championship to his college championship from Florida, and he would want to beat in the conference finals. He want to beat all those New York Villanova kids to that distinction of having both college and pro.
He had two at Florida. Happy trails, Sheldon Keefe. The Maple Leafs coach is out today after losing a 7-game playoff series to Boston 4-3. The Leafs had battled back from a 3-1 deficit in games to force Game 7, which they lost in Boston in overtime. Keefe took over in Toronto in November 2019 after Mike Babcock was fired. Keefe had an impressive 212-97-40 record in Toronto with consecutive seasons of 50 or more wins, but his teams lost in the first round of the playoffs three of the last four seasons. Keefe has 2 years remaining on a contract extension he signed last August, and which won't officially kick in until the start of next season.
Get paid, baby. You're talking about the Knicks not winning in 51 years. Toronto's now, what, 57 years? Their drought's even longer than the Knicks. Wow.
Yeah, 1967 for Toronto. All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it. The NBA
suspended Patrick Beverley 4 games for throwing a ball at fans twice and his treatment of an ESPN producer. Your thoughts?
I mean, the commissioner's office just doesn't want to mete out strong penalties. This should be a 10-game suspension, at least. He's a recidivist. Come on. Nikola Jokic won his third MVP in 4 seasons. Okay by you?
Yeah, he had a great year. I would have voted for Jason Tatum, but it's okay. Chris Sale struck out 10 Red Sox over 6 shutout innings. Got to be impressed.
Yes, he's 5-1 now, Tony, having quite a season. Good rebound for Chris Sale. WNBA preseason tonight, Atlanta Dream at the Indiana Fever. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark is going to play. I assume it's on TV somewhere, unless there's a prejudice against big cities. Last one, Rangers, Canes, Avalanche, Stars. Who you got?
She's an Indy. What bitch the same city Carlisle plays for? I got the Rangers going to 2-1. They're up 2-0. And I got that series with the Avs, Dallas evening at 1-1.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Fred Perpall, shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. NBA countdown is 6:30. Your Sports Center right now. You better watch.
Are you on TV again tonight?
Better be tuned up. Tuned in.
Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Electric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. Their riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, quote, "I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old," unquote. These e-bikes from Electric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight and foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com.